You're listening to the KTWH LP in Two Harbors, Minnesota, 99.5 FM and streaming on ktwh.org. I'm Emmett with our Youth Radio Initiative, and joining me in the studio is Leo Bayview with Two Harbors Community Radio. We will be discussing Give to the Max Day and all the things at KTWH. Good morning, Leo, and thanks for being here.
Thank you, Emmett, and thank you guys for inviting me.
For those who may not understand what Give to the Max Day is, Give to the Max Day is Minnesota's largest online nonprofit fundraiser. This is their 15th anniversary of the 24-hour marathon, which this year it will be on November 16th, but early giving is happening now. To participate, go to givemn.org, and there you will find community partners and other nonprofits. Just type in the name or community you want to search using the search bar in the upper right-hand corner. The icon is a magnifying glass. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, Leo, and what role do you have here at KTWH?
Yeah, hi, Eli. I'm a retired scientist. I have spent a lot of my adult life helping with community projects such as starting North Shore Community School and serving on our school board. And most recently, big project the last decade has been getting Two Harbors Community Radio as a nonprofit going, and then turning it into an actual community radio station, and been running it since 2015. Oh, and my role here is kind of like a chief cook and bottle washer. I'm the chair of the board of KTWH. I'm the acting station manager. I do a radio program that includes music and interviews, and sometimes I even answer the phones.
Lovely. What prompted you to be involved with KTWH, and how many years have you been on the air with KTWH?
Well, it was back in about 2011 that the co-founder of the radio station, Fran Callaher, heard about legislation that would allow small communities across the country, rural and in urban areas, to reach people who have not been served well by existing community radio. And that's what they call a low-power FM category of station. And we formed a nonprofit to see that happen, because we thought that people needed to have an opportunity to hear about things going on, not just in big cities far away, but in their own community. We've been on the air since September of 2015.
So low-power FM stations permitted under recent legislation are limited to 50 to 100 watts. About how far does KTWH broadcast?
Well, Emmett, we are definitely constrained a bit by that reality. We're putting 100 watts of effective radiated power. I'd have to have a physicist explain what that actually means. But if you know what an old-fashioned light bulb is, before we had compact fluorescents and now LEDs, there was a 100 watt light bulb that most people use to light their house and read by. And that's all of the power that comes out at the top of our antenna up at the highway department. And yet we're still able to get somewhere between 5 and 10 miles on average to people who have a radio in their car, or it helps to have a radio with a directional antenna. Some people with directional antennas can get us 10 to 15 miles away. But it's a short distance, but it does get us up past Gooseberry Falls State Park and up the North Shore. And down the shore, it gets us to the Homestead Road, approximately, on the way to Duluth. By the way, we are streaming at ktwh.org to anywhere in the world if you've got the right digital device, so we overcome that limitation that way.
We know there is some paid staff at KTWH, but being a nonprofit, how much do volunteers impact the station?
The station essentially is one giant volunteer-driven machine that has 10,000 to 15,000 hours of people's energy given towards doing programming, fundraising events, planning out on our board of directors the direction the station is taking. All that adds up. At $30 an hour, which is what Minnesota Council of Nonprofits suggests is the value of a volunteer, that means that we're getting somewhere in the neighborhood of $300,000 worth of volunteer contribution to making the station happen every year.
So what kind of opportunities do volunteers have, and how many volunteers does KTWH have right now?
Well, it's kind of tricky to answer the question of the number of volunteers. It is at least 40 people. It's been over 50 at times during the pandemic. Some people had the move on, but the numbers are creeping up again, and we're probably between 45 and 50 volunteers at the moment, and they do everything from actually keeping our technical equipment in line and working, making repairs, to fundraising for the station to keep us paying our bills, to doing the actual programming. About 60% of the programs that we have on the air are produced by our volunteers, and of the shows that aren't produced by volunteers, it's still volunteers that go and find all of that wonderful independently produced programming that's available around the country.
So how would you become a volunteer if you wanted to come volunteer here?
You can pick up your telephone and dial 218-595-6195. That's probably a great way to start, because you could talk to a live human being who could assure you that no matter what your interests are, we're willing to find a role for you that you'd be comfortable with. And you do not need any experience. We don't hold it against you if you have radio experience. Several of us did when we started the station, but it's something where we're all learning by doing. The equipment is different than it was for people who did radio 15 or 20 years ago anyway. So if you come to it with a fresh mindset to learn new skills, we have the people that can help you do that.
What types of funding does KTWH rely on, and what would be your dream money amount or goal you're trying to raise during Give to the Max?
Wow. You know that bag that Santa carries around, that big red bag? Could we stuff that full of $100 bills, guys?
That would be awesome.
Yeah, but but it's actually much more realistic to say we set modest goals, and we are very frugal in our spending plans. Our budgets are very modest compared to many nonprofits, and we're looking for a goal of $2,000 to be raised during Give to the Max. Our typical funding year, our entire budget for everything we do for a year, is often between $50,000 and $70,000 a year.
Is money raised during Give to the Max able to be used differently than, say, money raised through grants?
Great question. Yes. When we apply to different foundations, charitable foundations, we usually have to have a special project, something that we're doing new that we've never done before, that they can help us with. And because they're trying to show people that they're creating change in society, and they want to see people doing interesting and new things that they haven't done. Whereas we're trying to stay on the air. I mean, we're on the air over 5,000 hours a year, guys. So that costs. And most of the grants will not pay for paying our few paid staff. It won't pay for insurance, keeping the lights on, none of that. So it's very important that people can help us out during Give to the Max to support our operating budget.
So what other fundraisers are coming up beside Give to the Max Day?
Well, we just got through a slew of them. We had our first cabin fever, in-person cabin fever reliever back in April, first time in 4 years. And we had our first Harvest Moon Gala at the end of October, first one of those in person in 4 years. And after Give to the Max, there's the end of the year giving campaign, which is a very easy one, where we're just asking people if they would like to give to us by the end of the budget year, so that they can people claim contributions to charities on their taxes. So we'll be reminding people of that opportunity. And then we won't have another fundraiser event, a benefit event, again until March of 2024, when we're going to have another Cabin Fever Reliever, a very special show that people look forward to all year.
So what would you say has been the most rewarding part of being on your board, and what's your vision for the station moving forward?
Well, it's a collective vision, Eli. I think that's important to say that we run on kind of a collective wisdom, our board of six people. And we are looking for new board members. I'll put in a plug there, and that's a wonderful way to serve the station. Has to consider what it is that we need to do to bring programming that people are going to be interested in, that serves the needs of the community, that looks around and says, oh, this community has a current issue with housing. Oh, our community is looking to redevelop its waterfront. And how can we bring those kinds of issues to everyone in a way that they can understand, and talk to people with different points of view, and help bring the facts forward too. So our vision for moving the station forward is to be able to do more of that, because frankly, we just need more people who are willing to talk to people across the community and get their stories over the airwaves. And when you ask what's been the most rewarding for me, it's the fact that we have brought as many of those stories in front of people as we have. We'd always like to do more, and I think people can help us to do that going forward, you know, volunteering and through donations. So that's been the most rewarding, is that it's actually happened, because when we started this off, when we started the nonprofit in 2012, nobody knew that we could actually even do this. And I think you guys are proof that we can, because look at you, you're doing radio. Were you thinking about radio 2 years ago?
Nope.
No. Okay.
I didn't even know there's a station in Two Harbors until just last year.
And that's one of our biggest challenges, Eli, is getting everybody to actually know that they can tune in at 99.5, or if they're in Duluth or in Maine, they can look us up on the internet and listen anytime.
So are there any final thoughts you would like to share with our listeners?
Well, I guess it's to express appreciation to everyone. Despite the fact that it's been challenging to, you know, sustain the station, we have done it because so many hundreds of people have helped put us in a position to keep doing low-power FM in Two Harbors. We hope that people will continue to support us, and I hope that we continue to bring information and entertainment that people enjoy and will participate in, like by coming to benefit events. And, you know, you can help us out a bit during Give to the Max Day. But one of the things we're going to do during Give to the Max Day week, because we have early giving that's going on right now, guys, all the way through the end of November 16th, which is a Thursday. But we're going to be talking to other community members who run other nonprofits about the great work that they do. And I hope that we can support each other, that people know that by giving to their local nonprofits, they're helping to improve the quality of life here. And we just hope to be one part of that here at Two Harbors Community Radio. And well, I'm sure hoping that in the future that we can keep youth radio going, because you guys do a great job. And I think it is going to make a difference for students going into the next generation.
All right. So thanks for coming in, Leo. We appreciate your time, and good luck with your fundraising goals.
Well, thank you guys, and thanks for helping out with that.
You've been listening to Eli and Emmett from Youth Radio and Leo Babu, board chair of KTWH. If you want to contribute to Two Harbors Community Radio, please go to givemn.org and make your contributions today or on November 16th.